Okay, we're on Vav Amud Aleph, Tav. Okay, Mordechai now is going to discuss what the halacha is, if you're allowed to have Bir Rishona on Shabbos or not, based on all of the shailas we had before, whether it's Psikresha, whether it's Dover Miskavin, Eino Miskavin, and all the other shailas. So Itmar, Vebei Rav, Amor Marav, Shori. In Rav's yeshiva, they used to quote Rav that he said it's mutter. Shmuel osir, and that Shmuel holds it's osir. The Nahardah, in Nahardah, where Shmuel was the Morad Asra, Amrei Rav osir, Shmuel shori. There they said just the opposite. Rav said it's osir, and Shmuel said it's mutter. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yisro, the Simonich, if you want to remember who said what, Elu Mekilim Liasrin, Ve'elu Mekilim Liasrin. Rav's Talmidim said that Rav said it's mutter, and Shmuel's Talmidim said that Shmuel said it's mutter. Okay, Rashi, Benardah, Mekomo Shel Shmuel, the Simonach Shel Otita LaHachlif Shmaisa Devei Rav Benardah, Benardah Devei Rav. You want to mix up who said what? You'll know that each one said what was a cooler for them. In Shmuel's place, they said Shmuel's matter. In Rav's place, they said Rav's matter. Elu Makili Asim Devei Rav Shetzrichim Lasos Kedivrei Rabban Omrim Shel Rabban Hiter. Nardoi ha'osim kishmuel rabban omrim shmuel hitu. Now the Gemara asks, for Rav Shori, how could Rav be matter to be boel lechatchila on Shabbos? V'hom Rav Shimi Bar Chizki mishmei de Rav, right? Rav Shimi Bar Chizki said the name of Rav. Hai mesuchraya dinezaisa. Osur lahadoka biyom atova, right? You're not allowed. When mesuchraya dinezaisa is the following: you have a barrel with wine in it. And you open the when you open the cork, so you used to put a rag around the cork to keep it closed tightly. So the rag used to get full of wine, and when you put the cork in, it what's it called? It squeezed out the wine. So on Yontif, or what's it called? Surely on Shabbos, you're not allowed to stick the cork in what's it called tightly because you're squeezing out the wine. Shchita. See 1 second what the issur of shchita is. Right? So the chora, it's davar sheino miskaven. I don't have kavanda to squeeze out the wine. I have kavanda to close the barrel. And still, Rav holds its osur like Rav Yehuda. The davar sheino miskaven is osur. So first, let's see what it's talking about before we get to the answer. The Gemara says, Tosfos brings down over here that Rashi and the other Rishonim learn that it's shchita, which is mishum alabim. There's two kinds of shchita. One, squeezing liquids out of a garment and it cleans the garment, and the other is mefarik, like we learned before, but squeezing juices out of fruit. So the difference between them is the following: shchita of malabein, even if the liquid goes to waste, it makes no difference. The main thing is that you're cleaning the beged by squeezing the water out. So the chora, that only applies to water, because only water cleans the garden. Wine doesn't clean the garden. So Tosa says, how could it be talking about shchita of libun, of cleaning, when it's talking about wine? Some say it's talking about white wine, and Tosa says even other liquids clean the beged, leaves a stain or whatever, but the beged is still clean. It's not dirty anymore. The dirt's not there. So in any case, that's one possibility, that the shchita here in the rag is cleaning it. Right, and that's one possibility. The second possibility is that it's mefarik. You're separating the liquid from the solid rag, just like squeezing juices out of fruit. The only problem with that is that the halacha is where it goes le'ibud, where it goes for waste, then there's no mefarik. Mefarik is only where you squeeze the liquid out and you want it. And then you take a solid and you make it now into a liquid. So you're taking like a food and making it into a drink, that's osur, or taking from a what's it called, a liquid that's absorbed into a solid and separating it to itself to be a liquid, that's osur. But where it goes to waste, there's no issur. Okay, and what's it called, so at this point what the Gemara is going to ask, l'chora is a psikresha, right? But the l'chora, if it goes to waste and it's a psikresha, the orach, here's one of the places in Shas where Tosa speaks about this. The shita sa'orach is that a psikresha de lo nichole, psikresha that you don't care, you don't want, is not awesome. The only time psikresha is usher is if you want it, you're happy with it. If you're not happy with it, right, you don't need it, you don't want it, then psikresha is also not usher. That's the shishita sa'orach, it's mutter. So over here, manafshach, if it's talking about wine, so cleaning, the kind of shechita that's cleaning, l'chor, doesn't apply to wine. And if it's talking about mefarek, here it's talking where it goes to waste. So it goes to waste, there's no mefarek. And even though it's what's it called, it's a psikresha, right? But l'maisa, what's it called, the psikresha de lo nicholei is mutter. So on that, Tosfos answers two answers, one of two answers. Either that by other mashkin, like wine or whatever, is also shayach to clean a beged, even though it leaves a stain, but the beged becomes clean, and it's also at least mitzvah rabbanan because of libum. Or on the other side, because of mafarik, it would be also because of what's it called, even though the liquid goes le'ibud, it's a psikresha, and psikresha lo nichle is also, that it's not mutter. It's also mitzvah rabbanan psikresha lo nichle. And that's basically how we hold also. Psikresha lo nichle basically is usher, at least with the Rabbanan, and without other possible reasons, you can't do a psikresha even if it's lo nichle. But the Shita Sa'orach is a psikresha, the lo nichle is mutter lechatchil. Okay. So that's what we're talking about over here. So, hai mishukhraya dinazai, so usher lahadoka biyantif. I see, you see that Rav holds that, what's it called, that dover sheinu miskaven is usher. So how can he hold that what's it called that B is mutter on Shabbos if he holds that Dover Shein Miskaven is Osir, right? Mara says no. Bahu Afilu Reb Shimon Mutter. By that case of the Mesukhraya de Nezaisa, even Reb Shimon, even if you hold that Psikresha, that Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter, there it's Osir. Why? Because it's a Psikresha. The Abaye Varova Damrei Tarvayu Mutter Reb Shimon Psikresha Velo Yomus. Right, that over there, it's impossible not to squeeze out the wine. So wherever it's not impossible, there Reb Shimon holds that Dover Shein Miskaven is usher. Either because since it's impossible to do without that, we know that you have intention for the other part. When you tighten the cork, you have in mind that you're going to squeeze out the wine, or you don't have in mind just squeezing out the wine. But the action of tightening the cork is one and the same as squeezing out the wine. So having intention for tightening the cork is the same exact intention as squeezing out the wine. One of those two shots. Rashi, Mesukhraya Denezaisa, Stimas Nekev Gigis. It's what you close up the hole in a barrel. Shemotziin HaShecher Derech HaNekev. You take the whiskey out, or the beer out through the hole. The sosmin also be bloy begotten, and you close it up with rags. So you can't put the rags in tightly because it squeezes out the beer. Also vadoka mishum schita. Mother of Shimon, avokan yeshu bekiyim batoiklam. But over here, by the case of bia, it's not a psikresha. It's enum miskaven, and it doesn't have to either bring blood, which we said is either mafarik or tzoveya or netilas neshama. Or it doesn't have to make a Pesach, which is bone there or makav patish, because it's possible to have a bia and not make a Pesach and not bring out dam. So it's not a psikresha. So that's why Rav was mater in our case, because he holds a kushimen, that Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter. He assered the case of the barrel, because that's a psikresha. Where it says, V'ha'amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, halachik Rav Yehuda. The Meister of Chia Barashi said in the name of Rav, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that Dover Shein Miskaven is also. So we're back. How could he be matir to be boiled on Shabbos? Rav Chanan Bar Ami Omar Shmuel halacha Rav Shimon, and Rav Chanan Bar Ami said the name of Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter. So Shmuel should be the one to say it's mutter, and Rav should be the one to say it's also. Rav Chiya Bar Avin Masni Lebelo Gavri. Rav Chiya Bar Avin said this over without people quoting Rav and Shmuel. He said it over directly in the name of Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omer Halacha Krav Yehuda, Shmuel Omer Halacha Krav Shimon. So how could it be that there was a report that Rav in Nardah, that Rav was the one that in Rav's place, they said that what's it called that in the yeshiva of Rav, they said that Rav held its mutter to be boiled on Shabbos if we have all these reports of Rav held that Dover Shein HaMiskaven is Osir. If Dover Shein HaMiskaven is Osir, then it's Osir to be boiled on Shabbos. Halacha Krab Yehuda Bein Miskaven. Below Gavrei, below Amoroi, Aliva de Rav, Valiva de Shmuel, Rav Shmuel Kufayu. He reported it directly in the name of Rav and Shmuel. Mora says, La'olam Rav Krab Yehuda Stirle. Enochanan, Rav holds by Dover Shein HaMiskaven that it's also okay. Lahach lishna d'omer dam nifkid pakid mekalkel hu leitzel apesa. According to the lashon, the dam is not a problem because it's nifkid pakid, and therefore what's it called? The dam is not the problem. It's not metilas neshama because it's not part of the circulatory system, and it's not what's it called soveya, because like we said, you need umness to what's it called to be considered soveya. Here it's just dam dirtying. And it's not what's it called mefarek, because it's not dam that you're taking out that's balu into something. It's a separate contained dam. So the dam is not the problem. So what is the problem? The Pesach. And by the Pesach, it's makalkel, because you're ruining this woman. It's destructive lagavi the woman. So therefore, even though Dover Shein HaMiskaven is also, that's only where there's a malacha. But here there's no malacha. The dam is not osir because mifkid pakid, and the Pesach is not osir because mekalkel. When did Rabbi Yehuda say Dover Sheino Miskaven is osir? When it's mesakin. But Dover Sheino Miskaven and it's mekalkel, Rabbi Yehuda also holds mutter. That's why Rab says it's mutter. That's according to that lashon. Lahach lishna the omer dam chiburei nichbar, according to the lashon that says that dam is a problem, that it's chovel, either because of mefarik, soveya, or until it's neshama, right? So it's mekalkel b'chabura. It's mekalkel b'chabura, and he holds that mekalkel b'chabura is mutter, right? Even though he holds a grav, it's over shein miskaven, right? You're not really mechaven to make the chabura; you're mechaven to be it. But it should be also because Dover Shein HaMiskaven is also because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, but it's mekalkel. And in that, he holds that mekalkel b'chabura is like Rav Yehuda, that it's mutter. Right? Only Rav Shimon holds mekalkel b'chabura, like we said yesterday, that all mekalkelin are potter, except for two, according to Rav Shimon. Mekalkel b'havara, because the essence of the malach of havara is usually destructive, burning things. And mekalkel b'chabala, chovel, because usually wounding is also what's it called destructive. And Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in Dover Shein HaMiskaven, but he also holds like him in Mekalkel b'chabura, that it's mutter. Rashi. Mahach lishna, the amrez dam mifkid pakid, though ha'isra mishum pesachu, Mekalkel it's a pesach, Mekalkel mutter, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's mutter, that Dover Shein HaMiskaven, where it's Mekalkel, is mutter. Mekalkel b'chabura hu, v'rad sofer like Rabbi Yehuda. Af Mekalkel b'chabura l'kula. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer by Dover Shein HaMiskaven, but he's makel by mekalkel b'chabura that it's mutter. That's not osur. Memela by Dover Shein HaMiskaven, it's mutter. The ha-potter bar Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda, what's it called, says that you're potter by mekalkel b'chabura. So whichever lashon you go according to, ain't a chanami. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Dover Shein HaMiskaven is osur. But the reason why he was matir bila on Shabbos is either because he holds that what's it called, that the dam is not a problem because it's mifkid pakid, and then the isser would be pesach, making a pesach, and that's mekalkel. Or even if he holds that it's a problem of chabura, because dam is chibure nichbar, right? And even though it's eno miskaven, it should be osir, but it's mekalkel the chabura. Here it's also a kilkel, and therefore what's it called? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. So that's how the Gemara learns Rav.